Father, we just thank you that we can come together and we can enjoy your rich promises in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in Psalm 112, there are 10 promises in the first 9 verses. There's only 10 verses in Psalm 112, but in 9 of them, we find 10 promises. And the first promise is in verse 1. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. How joyful. See, joy is a promise, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. In verse 2, it says, their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. Now, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and verse 2, there is a precious promise that my children will be successful everywhere. My children. So, I just want to read it in the King James Version, because that is a little different. It says, verse 1 says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. So the first blessing there would be that we are blessed. Blessed beyond measure, really. And in verse 2 in the King James, it says, his descendants will be mighty in the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Now, in verse 3, it says, wealth and riches will be in his house. The New Living Translation says, they themselves will be wealthy and their good deeds will last forever. These are all promises that we can take hold of. I can take hold of the promise that I will be wealthy and that my good deeds will last forever. In verse 4 of the New Living Translation, it says this, light shines in darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. The New King James says, wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. So we know that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So my righteousness in him, it's not my righteousness, it's the righteousness of him. And that will remain with me forever. In verse 7, now this is so good because of what's all on the news. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. So here we have in verse 7, I'm reading now from the King James, the works of his hands are verity and justice, and his precepts are sure. In verse 8 of the New King James, it says, they stand forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. In verse 8 in the New Living Translation, it says, they are confident and fearless and face their foes triumphantly. In verse 9, it says, I'm reading King James now, he sent his redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Now, the New Living Translation says they share freely, give generously to those in need, and their good deeds will be remembered forever. Now, I'm just going to read that through without any pauses, and you can pick up the promises as we go through them. Praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their businesses fairly. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will long be remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident, fearless, and can face their foes triumphantly. They share freely, give generously to those in need, and their good deeds will be remembered forever, and they will have influence and honor. Father, we just thank you for your precious promises. We thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God of all comfort and the God of all grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.